Marlon Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. Celebrations in Israel and Gaza Monday with the return of hostages, the release of Palestinian prisoners, and a ceasefire. ABC's David Muir with more on the Palestinian prisoner release.
As part of this historic exchange, Israel agreeing to release nearly 2,000 Palestinian prisoners, most of them detained since the start of the war. The detainees driven back into town. Loved ones hugging each other through the bus windows.
High winds, dangerous surf conditions, and excessive rainfall continue into Tuesday as that nor'easter churns up the East Coast. Many coastal areas started experiencing flooding and beach erosion Sunday. Mark Mamarelli is a beachside homeowner in Bowers, Delaware.
With the heavy wind and the heavy surf and the high tide, we just had an extraordinary loss of sand here on the beachfront.
It's leaf peeping season in the Northeast, but weeks of drought have muted this year's autumn colors. This is ABC News. The number of measles cases continues to increase in the United States.
There were 16 measles outbreaks last year in the U.S. This year, there are already 44. The U.S. has already reported the most measles cases this year since 1992. This comes as MMR vaccination rates drop, and now at least 153 students at two schools in Spartanburg County, South Carolina, are under quarantine for 21 days. There are at least 8 measles cases and an outbreak there, and these students are not vaccinated. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Republican leaders at North Carolina's State House announced the legislature will meet next week to consider redrawing the state's congressional districts, citing President Trump's encouragement for Republicans to redistrict ahead of the midterm elections. Democratic Governor Josh Stein responded by criticizing Republicans for taking up redistricting after failing to pass a budget for the state. I'm Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Aho, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
You're listening to WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Midwest Farm Report, with me, Pam Yonke.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Dodgers meet for Game 1 of the National League Championship Series at AmFam Field. The last time the Brewers made it this far was in 2018, when they lost in 7 games to this same Dodgers team. The Dodgers then advanced to the World Series, but lost to the Boston Red Sox in 5. College football. The Badgers, with another poor performance, losing 37-0 on homecoming to the Iowa Hawkeyes. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
Fall camp, I would tell you that we were in a better place. No, we're not better than most of the people or maybe anybody right now that we're playing.
NFL, the Packers over the Bengals, 27-18. Green Bay running back Josh Jacobs led with 5 receptions, 18 carries, for a total of 150 yards and 2 touchdowns, even though he had the flu.
I really don't know where it came from. Just kind of woke up this morning just not feeling my best. I told him, I said last time that I felt that way, I had 130 and 2 touchdowns. So it is what it is.
That's Josh Jacobs with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here. You're listening to WISS, home of the Midwest Farm Report.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the mid-40s. Sunshine to start tomorrow morning, then increasing clouds for the afternoon. A high in the low 60s. Some showers around tomorrow night, then partly sunny on Wednesday and a high close to 60. Currently 51 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome UW Cinematheque programmer and host of the Lifers podcast, Ben Reiser, and then comedy sports director Mike Kauf joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I like these organized mazes much better. On our street, there were these triplets, and the triplets were like 3 or 4 years old. We were just talking with the neighbors, and next thing we know, the triplets are gone. They thought we were playing hide and seek, so even though we're calling for them in the cornfield, they're not calling back. And that was a crazy 20 minutes, a fearful 20 minutes with the sun going down till we found them.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
It should not be a partisan question as to how the National Guard is being deployed. That should be extremely concerning to Republicans of good faith right alongside Democrats. If you scrub it of the partisanship, the facts are not disputable. You have flouting of court orders and a political use of the National Guard, two things which no American should ever be okay with.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Tom Arbol Show.
Pre-recorded content.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Arbol Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Arbol.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Arbol along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock on this Monday, October 13th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome into hour number two of the big broadcast, everybody, from the world headquarters in downtown Madison at the intersection of State and Fairchild. On a partly cloudy day here in Madison, but in our hearts, it is sunshine and fantastic. It is NLCS kickoff day. The Brewers defeated the Cubs. Moving on. They take on the evil Los Angeles Dodgers tonight at AmFam. Pregame show at 6:30 and first pitch just after 7 o'clock in Milwaukee. You can hear it on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WRJN Racine Kenosha, WCQM in Park Falls, and WBZH in Hayward. Going to be a great game. Going to kick it off with a win. We just got word, breaking news from Channel 3000 here in Madison, that Aaron Ashby will start game one tonight. Aaron Ashby on the mound, according to Channel 3000. Joining us via StreamYard, no bigger Brewer fan, the director and producer of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Milwaukee Brewers, and now one of the co-producers of the great new film, No Packers, No Life, which has its world premiere on Wednesday at Waukesha and the Marcus Theater and opens up in select theaters across Wisconsin on Thursday. The one, the only, Sean Hannah. Sean, how are you?
I'm amazing, Todd. I mean, I feel like I'm in a vortex of Wisconsin sports right now.
Right?
I took my son to the Packer game yesterday. We got that win.
Nice.
We're able to watch. I can't believe, by the way, nobody had Ashby as the starter of game one of the NLCS on their bingo card.
I did not. Because I had heard that it might be Priester tonight and Freddie Peralta tomorrow.
I will say this. It sounds like a bullpen game to me.
Right.
But that's okay. We've actually played pretty well in bullpen games.
So. And how about the Miz coming on especially Saturday, getting four more innings out of him. Incredible, right?
I actually think he could be. I think we could see Miz three times in this series in the same role, and that's devastating. Right. I mean, that's an incredible weapon for us to have coming out of the bullpen. It's going to be such an incredible series. And it's funny, Todd. I live like 9 minutes from Dodger Stadium in Pasadena.
Do you really?
But I'm here, man.
Have you got have you got tickets for any of 3, 4, or 5 games in LA?
Not yet, because I'm here for the premiere of No Packers, No Life Wednesday and I don't get back till Friday night, but I'm going to game one and game two here.
Fantastic. Before we move on to Packers, our very own Terry Barr, watching on YouTube, says, here's some news you could use. Speaking of just a bit outside, she says, I believe Mr. Robin Yount is throwing out the first pitch tonight at AmFam. I know that Sean, you and Kelly interviewed Robin as part of the Just a Bit Outside film.
Robin is such an incredible person. He was our first interview for Just a Bit Outside. We went and Robin's such a gracious human being, and his wife Michelle, they invited us into their home for that interview. I don't know for those of you who remember, that was actually shot in his house. And he's become I'm probably overstating it to be, say, a friend, but he's a wonderful man, and he's the all-time Brewer. He's exactly who should be throwing out the first pitch tonight. That's such good news.
Quick reminder, Just a Bit Outside, still available on Apple TV, Amazon Prime, Roku Channel, and now on Tubi. So check it out, of course, on DVD via Amazon Prime as well. All right, let's move on to the new film, No Packers, No Life, world premiere at the Waukesha Theater, Marcus Theater in Waukesha, I should say, and 5:30. Are any tickets still available, handful still available online, or only via this giveaway?
We have about a dozen left for the world premiere VIP screening Wednesday night. It's at the Marcus Majestic, as you said, in Waukesha. Yeah. And it's, the VIP reception starts at 5:30. We're going to have these great Packer players joining us. We've got Amon Green, Antonio Freeman, George Kuntz. I just yesterday met the youngest member of the Japanese Packers cheering team from Tokyo at the Packer game. He'll be there. We have the youngest and oldest members of the Japanese Packers cheering team who obviously are featured in this film, No Packers, No Life. So it's going to be an amazing event. Todd, I know you're going to be there. We're so excited. The film is so fun. It's funny and it's so full of joy. I think everybody's going to dig it.
Well, I hope everybody can see it. Again, go to nopackersnolife.com, snatch up one of those tickets. Yeah, $100, but part of that proceeds goes to the Boys and Girls Club of Wisconsin. Great organization. So thank you, Sean, for your philanthropy, and you and the rest of the filmmakers on that. And you can go to the Marcus Theater website to buy tickets in the Southeast Wisconsin, I believe Madison, Green Bay, and La Crosse, at least initially, to see this film starting this Thursday, correct?
Thursday night, we're having a Q&A at the North Shore in Mequon, near Milwaukee. That's 2/3 sold out. Mason Crosby is going to be there virtually. And then Friday, we're doing a Q&A in Green Bay with the filmmakers. And then Saturday, we're doing a big Q&A in Madison.
Wow.
At the Point Cinema, which, again, I think we're going to – I hope we have sellouts all around. People are really – I was so heartened to hear that people are enthusiastic about this movie, as enthusiastic as they were for Just a Bit Outside.
Yeah, absolutely. Give us the 1 minute, 90 second synopsis of this film, No Packers, No Life.
Okay. There's a Milwaukee businessman named Ty Morse. He travels to Japan all the time. He's been there 100 times. On one of his visits a few years ago, he was on that big crossing, Shibuya in Tokyo, where, millions of people go through a day. And he sees a person in a Packer jersey. He'd never seen anybody in Tokyo with a Packer jersey on. And he goes up to him and he says, "Go Pack, go." And the guy goes, "Go Pack, go." And he says, "Go Pack, go." And he goes, "Go Pack, go." He takes Ty to the karaoke bar where everybody in this room of the karaoke bar is in Packers jerseys. Reggie White and Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, like all of these people from Packer history. And he doesn't speak that much Japanese. The Japanese people don't speak much English. And so they communicated by saying, "Donald," and the other people would say, "Driver." They talked for like 15 minutes, exchanging Packers throughout history. This is the most fanatical group of Packers fans that maybe exists. They get together every week to watch the games at like 5 a.m., and then every offseason, they watch their favorite games from the last season. So he meets them, and then he decides with his buddies in Green Bay to fly them over for their first game at Lambeau.
Wow.
And most of them had never been in the United States. Imagine your first destination being Green Bay, Wisconsin. And this is the movie. It's about sharing cultures and the joy and the friendships that evolve. And really, it's about watching the kind of expression of these super fans from Tokyo, honestly, feeling like they've gone to heaven.
Yeah.
So it's a really wonderful story. It's so joyful. I can't wait for people to see this movie.
Ty was on the show on Friday. Thank you for helping set that up. It was great having him here and to hear that in first person. He'll be on the show hopefully with you on Wednesday when we do our show live for the world premiere on Wednesday. So here we go. The filmmakers, including Sean, have been so gracious. They're going to give away a pair of these VIP world premiere tickets. Caveat. You must be able to go at least get there by 6 because the reception starts at 5:30. A film slightly around 7 o'clock. So as long as you can go this Wednesday, I'm going to give you a trivia question. Call in, and the first person with the right answer wins. All right? This weekend, the Green Bay Packers brought in a new kicker, Lucas Haviskett. Oh, yeah, I'm not sure how you say it. Haviskett. He made field goals of 43 and 39 yards. Afterwards, he told our own sports reporter, Mike Clemens, what job he's been trying to get in Cleveland up until this week. What is the job that he was trying to get before he got called up by the Packers? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. If you're not watching on the stream, you're missing something because Sean has a great Packers, like Marvel comic mug. I don't know what it is. It's fantastic. What is
it's like a Hulk fist with the Green Bay logo.
What is the job that the new kicker for the Packers, Lucas Haviskett, was trying to get before he got called up? 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Troy in Mount Horeb, listening on WMDX. Troy, what is the job that this new Packer kicker was trying to get before he got called up by the Packers this weekend?
He was a substitute teacher.
That is correct. Troy, congratulations. You've been listening.
You hesitated for a second. It scared me.
Well, I was waiting for Zomers to do the Family Feud ding. No, you're at you clearly you listened to the station because, yeah, that was what you had to know and hear Mike Clemens asking him. And, yeah, he was trying to get a job as a substitute teacher last week, and he got called up by the Packers, and he ends up kicking two field goals at Lambeau Field. How about that, Sean?
Todd, I'm impressed. I didn't know that. I was at the game yesterday. I saw this new kicker, and I'm like, well, at least he made them. Right. That's incredible. Oh, I'm glad you're coming, Todd. Come and say
hi. We
were
thinking the same thing in the stands.
Right. Well, Troy, you could go on Wednesday, I assume?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, hang on. Don't go anywhere. Zomers will take your information off the air, and we'll get you that information. Sean, I cannot wait for this film. Again, tell people where they can get tickets for both the premiere and the actual release.
Well, the premiere, again, is this Wednesday with all those great Packer legends and some of the members of the Japanese Packers cheering team. You can find those tickets on nopackersnolife.com. We've got, I think, just a bit over a dozen left for sale. And then you can start seeing the movie this Friday. It's actually not really that limited, Todd. It's all over the state of Wisconsin and Kearney, Illinois. Yeah, okay, we're cool. We open in 18 theaters.
Wow, that's fantastic. All right.
Yeah. No, Marcus Theaters is amazing. They believe in this film just like they believed in Just a Bit Outside. So you can go to the Marcus Theaters website, or you can also go to No Packers, No Life, and we have links to where you can buy tickets. Just, you know, we hope everybody can get out there. It's a lot of fun.
I do too, and I thank you guys for helping produce this film, for the distribution, because just the trailer alone gave me goosebumps. And if we ever need a time to just come together as a state right now, and whether it's the Brewers or the Packers, those are the things that do. And again, this lens of looking through things that we love through somebody from a different culture, different country, I think that's extraordinary.
It really is. And again, when I saw this film at the Wisconsin Film Festival in April, I was like, oh my gosh, the feeling that you get, the people that were there loved it so much. They're still talking about that screening. So that's why we wanted to bring it to all like fans around the state, because it's just so much fun to be had watching this film and watching these folks.
Yeah, it's a good time had by all. Congratulations to you, the filmmakers, the rest of the producers. We can't wait to see you down in Waukesha on Wednesday as we do our show there live. Appreciate your time so much, Sean. Oh, you're a busy guy, but thank you for doing this.
Always, Todd. Can't wait to see you on Wednesday.
Looking forward to it, and go right. Crew tonight.
Woo! Let's go, Brewers.
Thanks, John. Appreciate you. Sean Hannish, everybody, one of the producers for the new film, No Packers, No Life. We'll come back, do a little What's Worse with you, and talk more Packers and Brewers and news. Oh, my! It's the Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stand-up comedian, Mr. Jim Flanagan.
Can I tell you my Culver's hack? I always get the kids meal because it's everything you want. I don't have children.
Right.
So I'm just pretending I have like a 9-year-old named James in the back of my car.
I'm not proud of this, but I'll go through a drive-thru like a Taco Bell. I'll act like I'm on the phone and go, what else did you want? Okay. But it's all just for me. It's like 6 tacos, nachos, Bel Grande, and I can mouth through all of that.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on WISS.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
The Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Zommers on the board. That's Aaron Zommers on this Monday, October 13th. I have not heard that song in a long time.
I haven't either, but you know, you got to through the different, got to go through the doctor-related songs.
Exactly. There's a point to this. I'm going to tell you in a second. Let me try to guess, because it reminds me of an old high school dance. Did that song come out in, I'm going to say, 1988. Ah,
very close.
Ah, I almost said, because that's the year I graduated high school, and so I should have said 88. Yeah, I knew it was late 80s. I should have gone with my gut. You understand?
You gotta go with the gut.
Yeah, reminds me of the old dances in RCHS, which I did not go to a lot of, but. Listen to the music, right? That song, I'm not sure if that was allowed to be played on WRCO back in the day.
Too maybe, risque? Or?
Well, just too hard.
Gotcha.
Too hard, too driving. Maybe at like late night Dave Turk on the board. Because honest to God, back in those days, there were some like 45s and albums that said do not play before 10 p.m.
Nice. I mean, we kind of have some stuff like that here, like stuff for Pete Schwab's show that's a little bit too spicy for 6 a.m.
6 a.m., yeah, spicy. Pete Schwab, by the way, you can hear him every night from 6 until 8. He's spicy, he's informative, he's funny. give him a tune in tonight from 6 until 8, Pete Schwabe and Nightlight right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. All right, 24 minutes now past 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can deal with this or you can deal with that. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing in way, no prize money involved. Just your chance to have your voice heard on all 10 news, talk, and sports stations of the Civic Media Radio Network. All right. This is very, very good. Timely indeed, as Mike Lucas says, and Zomer's played that song there, Bad Medicine. All right, because people we are on the cusp of the cold and flu season. You understand? So today's What's Worse, in-person visit or telemedicine? What's worse, an in-person doctor visit or telemedicine? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, an in-person doctor visit or a telemedicine visit? In other words, you go to basically like a Zoom call. You see your doctor on a Zoom.
Very expensive Zoom call.
Right, because you don't get much. Sometimes you get a little discount, but not a lot. So what's worse? Going to the doctor in person, an in-person visit, or telemedicine? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, download it today. Go to your Apple, your Android device. Go to your search bar there for your app store. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. It'll pop up. Cute little CM logo. Click on that. Takes less than a minute to download. It is free. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal. The Civic Media app. What's worse, an in-person doctor visit or telemedicine? 855-752-4842. Kurt, listening on WMDX in Madison. Kurt, in-person visit or telemedicine? What's worse?
Given my experience, it's telemedicine. I get my care through the VA.
Oh, nice.
And the triage nurse convinced me to do the tele. She says, oh, it's really great. And so I get the call and I get the doctor. I don't know what country he was from, but I didn't understand a single word he was saying to me.
And that can be very difficult in person, right? Let alone trying to understand someone, over telemedicine. Yeah.
Yeah, but with face-to-face, usually you can get someone else involved. What do you do when you're on the call?
Right. Right. Yeah, first of all, thanks for your service, Kurt. Appreciate that. But yeah, that's one of the obstacles, right? With these telemedical visits. If you have a bad connection or whatever, and maybe people speak a different first language, which is fine. But then to say what I can't, you don't want to be rude. So yeah, that can be difficult. What's worse, an in-person visit or telemedicine? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. PJ, watching on the stream via YouTube, says, I'd rather see a doctor in person over Zoom. All right. Another vote for what's worse, telemedicine. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, in-person doc visit or telemedicine? John, watching on YouTube, says, this is vastly a different question if a doctor was replaced with a stripper, or so I'm told. I've never known that to happen. Have you?
No,
that seems
odd. I don't know what to... Yeah, that you have an in-person or a televisit.
That seems very odd.
All right. I'm sure those would be a very different experience.
I should pre-read those before I just jump right in. What's worse, in-person visit or telemedicine, Zomers?
You know, I think I am going to go with the majority on this one and say telemedicine is worse, just because I feel like it's easy to forget things and the bad connection can be rough. It's important that telemedicine exists for people who can't readily get in. But I'd rather go in person.
Yeah, there's a time and a place for it. You said maybe somebody doesn't have a ride or whatever. It's tough to get there.
Also difficult to get vaccinated through the screen.
Well, yes, if you need a vaccine, you're going to have to go in. Or I guess if you need like a medication refilled and you gotta like, you know, see the doctor. But no, I want a hands-on visit. That's what I'm looking for. What are the doctor? I mean, look at my actual throat. Look at my ears. You know, tell them you can't see that stuff over the.
No, you cannot.
Over the telemedicine. All right, there you go. Another edition of What's Worse. Come on back. I have a surprise for you regarding no Packers, no life. So don't go anywhere. Farm news is next with the Midwest Farm Report. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on WISS, Oshkosh and Appleton.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. Celebrations in Israel and Gaza Monday with the return of hostages, the release of Palestinian prisoners, and a ceasefire. ABC's David Muir with more on the Palestinian prisoner release.
As part of this historic exchange, Israel agreeing to release nearly 2,000 Palestinian prisoners, most of them detained since the start of the war. The detainees driven back into town. Loved ones hugging each other through the bus windows.
High winds, dangerous surf conditions, and excessive rainfall continue into Tuesday as that nor'easter churns up the East Coast. Many coastal areas started experiencing flooding and beach erosion Sunday. Mark Mamarelli is a beachside homeowner in Bowers, Delaware.
With the heavy wind and the heavy surf and the high tide, we just had an extraordinary loss of sand here on the beachfront.
It's leaf peeping season in the Northeast, but weeks of drought have muted this year's autumn colors. This is ABC News.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Dodgers meet for Game 1 of the National League Championship Series at AmFam Field. The last time the Brewers made it this far was in 2018, when they lost in 7 games to this same Dodgers team. The Dodgers then advanced to the World Series, but lost to the Boston Red Sox in 5. College football. The Badgers, with another poor performance, losing 37-0 on homecoming to the Iowa Hawkeyes. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
Fall camp, I would tell you that we were in a better place. No, we're not better than most of the people or maybe anybody right now that we're playing.
NFL, the Packers over the Bengals, 27-18. Green Bay running back Josh Jacobs led with 5 receptions, 18 carries for a total of 150 yards and 2 touchdowns, even though he had the flu.
I really don't know where it came from. Just kind of woke up this morning just not feeling my best. I told him, I said last time that I felt that way, I had 130 and 2 touchdowns. So it is what it is.
That's Josh Jacobs with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. As expected, the new Tron film, Tron Eris, opened at number 1 at the box office this past weekend. Unexpected, however, was the $33.5 million haul. It was a bit low, as Disney was hoping for between $40 and $50 million. The film pulled in another $27 million overseas, topping out at $60 million, which sounds like a lot of money, but the budget was $180 million, which will be a tough recoup. Adding to a not-so-great weekend numbers-wise were 2 other new films. In second place was the action comedy Roofman, which pulled in just $8 million, despite good reviews. The other newcomer was Jennifer Lopez's musical version of Kiss of the Spider Woman, which opened at number 13 with less than 1 million, but on many fewer screens. But it was still considered a disappointment. Paul Thomas Anderson's One Battle After Another still shows legs and pulled in almost 7 million in its third week to finish in third place. Gabby's Dollhouse finished in fourth place, and faith-based film Soul on Fire finished in fifth. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on WISS, Oshkosh, and Appleton.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the mid-40s. Sunshine to start tomorrow morning, then increasing clouds for the afternoon. A high in the low 60s. Some showers around tomorrow night, then partly sunny on Wednesday and a high close to 60. Currently 49 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Don't often agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene. They asked her about Congress being shut down and how it related to the Epstein files.
Why drag this out? That is going to have 218 signatures. I say go ahead and do it and get it over with.
Trigby? She's not necessarily my cup of tea, but she reads tea leaves. I think her moving to where she's at says that when that vote happens, there are going to be a major dam break, and it's a problem.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we'll talk a little bit about fighting authoritarianism and why Ken Burns, the great historian, has it right. And also, the Brew Crew and the NLCS. Be here.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. Zomer's on the board. 35 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock on this Monday, October 13th, 2025. Kickoff to the National League Championship Series for the Milwaukee Brewers. Going to talk a little bit more about that in this half hour. A couple of news headlines as well. But first of all, just buttoning up our last segment, today's What's Worse category, having to do with the doctor. What's worse, in-person visit or telemedicine? On the line, Ron, listening on WAUK in Milwaukee. Ron, by the way, do you know there's a brand new signal, not just 540 AM, now we have 100.3 FM. Did you know that, Ron?
Yeah, I've been experimenting with it. It works pretty well in some parts of the city, but not others.
Yeah,
when you can bring it in, it's better.
It's mainly for the downtown part of Milwaukee. That's kind of the near west side, and then you got 540 for the rest of it. So yeah, it doesn't have a far reach, but it's important because the 540 just wasn't coming in very well downtown. So I think this is going to boost us up. But you know, now there's two great ways to listen to WAUK. All right, back to the matter at hand, Ron. In-person visit or telemedicine? What's worse?
Well, you know, I'm Mr. The devil's in the details, as always.
Sure.
I can tell you that both have their advantages and disadvantages, and it depends a lot on the individual circumstances. I mean, if you're a senior, you might not understand on your own how to run a Zoom session, you know, right, and get onto a Zoom session. And you may be easily distracted. I mean, or you know, other people are timid and don't like facing a doctor in person and what that implies. I would say on the whole, I'd much rather go see him in person because it might save a visit. You know, like if he says, oh, that you've got a pain here, let me feel your abdomen. Is that, you know, right, they haven't reached that yet. And I doubt that they will for a long time. So that just had, in which case that just adds another layer of waiting. You know, a Zoom call just says, well, go to your doctor.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So I would much rather, I have nothing against seeing a doctor over video. Much worse though, an AI doctor, you know, that would be kind of scary.
Oh my gosh. No way. You know, no freaking way.
Yeah. And how you gotta be suspicious. People have to be suspicious now, even though the medical community itself, I think, is rather relatively responsible,
right,
among our institutions.
No, there's no way I'm going to AI doctor. And by the way, Ron, thank you for the call. Thank you for your listenership. We're mixing stories here, but it brings up, and I'm not criticizing the reporter. I'm criticizing why this headline got in yesterday's Wisconsin State Journal in the sports section yesterday. I brought this in. Here's the headline. Squad tops foe punches NLCS ticket. Let me read that again. The headline is Squad Tops Foe Punches NLCS Ticket. And so I tweeted at the State Journal. I said, serious question. Did AI write this headline? Because they're not nicknamed. There's no Brewer nickname that has to do with squad. They're either the Brewers, the Crew, the Brew Crew. Pat Murphy's called them Woodpeckers, the Kids, the Average Joes. So you could have said Joe's Top Foe or Crew Tops Foe. My favorite, Pecker's top foe. But no, they say squad tops foe punches NLCS ticket. So that's where we are. This goofy AI. I'm completely against it. Look, I'm experimenting with AI. I've been pushed into this by friends. But I get it. So the only way that I'm trying to experiment a little bit with AI is say, okay, I read all these stories to come to you guys every day. Could an AI program aggregate, in other words, look at the things I'm already looking at and choose the stories that I would normally choose or bring to my attention? So I'm using it like as off air to do research. But the day that it's not here at all, but I'm just saying I'm not going to participate in AI creating content. Not happening. Not on my watch. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. If you want to weigh in on what's worse, either a doctor visit live or telemedicine or AI doctors or AI journalism. Let's go to Gary in beautiful Sussex on WAUK. Gary, thanks for calling. Doctor visit in person or telemedicine, what's worse?
Well, if you went there for to have your prostate examined, I guess AI would be a little harder over the internet.
I don't think you could have that done, Gary. There are Apple devices where you can do something like that over the internet, but I don't believe an in-person visit.
All right. On a serious note,
yes,
I'd rather go to the doctor in person and kind of get a feel for things that way, and have them check, whatever they check, and then do blood work and stuff like that. Because, when I go for my, I'm 73, so when I go for my annual, basically all he does is talk to me and ask me how I feel. He doesn't really do anything. And then for the prostate, they just take a blood test for your PSA numbers.
Right, exactly.
And they give you like 30 different, results for your blood work to see if it is high, your blood sugar or whatever. So, I'd rather go to the doctor.
Thanks. Sure, so. I appreciate it, Gary. Stay healthy. Gary makes a serious point. Go get your annual exams. That's really important. We didn't play this cut earlier, Zombers. This is from the Packers, the new kicker, Lucas Haverzik. I think that's how you say it. Lucas Haverzik, who was in Cleveland, not playing for a team until this week when the Packers called him up. He kicked a 43-yarder and 39-yarder. Here's what he told Mike Clemens, our sports reporter, and others after the game.
Beats me. I was just going to look. So I was probably going to do substitute teaching again, try to get my credentials in Cleveland if they needed any. So, yeah.
Did you have?
Strange to you, Lucas? Or is this
it's of course strange, but I try to do my best to adapt to the situation. I've had a lot of workouts in the NFL. Had a red eye last year to Buffalo. Ended up getting signed. So, I don't know. I'm a little fried mentally, I guess. I don't know. But it's just, I treat it as this is just your job and be prepared as best as possible and just be ready for a sudden change, I guess. So,
that's Lucas Haverzik, Packers' new kicker, at least for now. How about that? I mean, those are the kind of stories I love in sports. Just your average person and gets called up and then he's looking for substitute teacher work and then all of a sudden he's kicking field goals at Lambeau Field. That's great.
It is.
That's absolutely fantastic. All right, who else? Are people calling for the thing or we got something else?
We got what's worse here, Cam and Appleton.
All right, Cam, very quickly, got to move on, though. What's worse, seeing a doctor in person or a televisit?
Doctor in person for the state. I would not trust any doctors in the state from the experiences I've had. Also, it's not possible to use AI to detect AI in other content, so that's a problem that
you don't. Wait. Face. You don't trust any doctors in the state of Wisconsin?
No, I actually still see my doctors all the way in Minnesota because
now,
of
come
the
on.
Experiences I've had here. No, seriously,
that's ridiculous.
You are a hack.
That's all right. Enough. That's just. How about Dr. Kristen Lyerly, our great doctor, our great OBGYN that comes? I have great doctors. There are all kinds of great doctors in Wisconsin. That's completely ridiculous. All right, we're moving on. I want to get to a couple of news headlines here. They're going to have a surprise for you. Because as Bob Barker used to say, and now Drew Carey does on The Price is Right, it's not just hole in one, it's hole in two. In other words, we got two more tickets to VIP premiere of No Packers, No Life in Waukesha on Wednesday. If you can go on Wednesday, stay tuned, because coming up, we're going to give you one more chance to win VIP tickets to No Packers, No Life. So stay tuned for that. A couple of other news headlines. This is one, again, I think that we are all well served to remember. And as Jane and I were talking kind of off the air, and we talked about this other places, Jane Matinier and I, I've talked about with Pat Kreitlow as well. Mornings of Pat Kreitlow every morning from 6 until 9. There's so much happening and so much going on. It's like, how do you choose, right? So I think it's just important to know this exists and know this is going on. The ramifications of the government shutdown. Remember, Republicans control both houses of Congress, the presidency, and for all intent and purposes, the U.S. Supreme Court, and yet we're in day 13 of a government shutdown. Payday is Wednesday, speaking of the 15th. All kinds of active duty military, others who are not going to get paid, federal employees. Here's a story from television in Austin, Texas. This comes to us from Harker Heights, Texas. This is a real situation. There's video of it. This is not AI. This is not generated. It's a real report out of Texas of what's happening to our active duty military people.
As I take a step aside here, there is quite a bit of military members and their families in line because of this government shutdown. We're in day 9 of it, and they're here for a food pantry. There's all sorts of food that is available, and I spoke with some military member spouses, and I spoke with some department heads here at the ASYMCA on why this is so important. What's the difference in the amount of people that you've seen from today to previously?
So when we first started coming, there definitely wasn't this amount of people. It was a lot, but it wasn't this amount to where it wrapped around the building. But lately it has been a lot. Like, we were here last week and we were in line for like 2 hours.
In a normal week, we usually run out of food about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Last week we ran out of food about 10:30.
How about that? These are men and women who are wearing the uniform of the United States of America, who put it on to defend us every day, working for us in the United States military. And yet they are being forced to go to food pantry lines and food lines within the United States of America. And we're not foreign countries, not where they're being deployed to, within the U.S. border. I don't think that's what a lot of people signed up for and voted for in last year's presidential and congressional elections. I happen to believe it doesn't matter what political side you're on, that most of us, the vast majority, 95% plus, would agree that we should be treating the men and women who put on the uniform of the United States of America, our military, with honor and respect, and make sure they're cared for. Make sure that they and their families have food to eat, shelter. Make sure they have medical services. And the fact that in the United States of America today, that there are active duty military people standing in food lines because of this shutdown, and I would add on there parenthetically, I think they are vastly underpaid, period. I think they deserve a pay increase. I think that's just good information to have as we move forward. And I think it's sick. There's no reason that our active duty military people should be standing in food lines because our government isn't taking care of them. We are on day 13 of this shutdown, and there's no end in sight. Come on back. A little surprise for you on the other side. It's the Todd Allball Show for a Monday. Monday's always a good day for surprises. And we're going to end with a little more Brewers pep rally. So don't go anywhere. Fun straight ahead. It's the Allball Show on the Civic.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Are National Guard troops generally trained in law enforcement? No. National Guard troops like those President Donald Trump deployed to American cities in recent months to crack down on crime are not generally trained in law enforcement. For example, police officers in Washington, D.C. receive 21 training modules in criminal procedure, but Guard members receive none. Their primary training is focused on crowd control. Milwaukee's police union president suggested troops should be sent to Wisconsin's largest city. Governor Tony Evers called National Guard troops the, quote, wrong people, unquote, for fighting crime. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.FM and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up. Email info at WISS.FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to, a weather update. And then a sports update with a great sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Talk about a guy who's burning the candle at three ends, if it's possible. Mike Clemens, he's going back and forth between Milwaukee for the NLD and now NLCS and the Packer game, covering Badgers. We'll try to get to Badgers yet today. If not, we'll do it tomorrow, that atrocious Badger game. And then after that, Maggie Dawn, another edition of the great edition of the Maggie Dawn Show, coming up from 4 until 6, followed by a great edition of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 6 until 8 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. All right, our friends at No Packers, No Life, this great new film world premiere on Wednesday, have given us two more tickets, final two tickets, all right? So you got one more chance to win here. The caveat is you must be able to go at least a part of the reception. Starts at 5:30 to 6:30, and then the film at 7. So as long as you can get to Waukesha by 6:15 or so at least, at the Marcus Majestic Theater in Waukesha, you get two tickets to the world premiere. Both, they're valued at $100 a piece. Two tickets to No Packers, No Life, this great film of Tokyo Packer fans making it to the Mecca of Green Bay. Former Packers are going to be there, including Antonio Freeman, George Kuntz, Amon Green, and others. You got the filmmakers are there, free food and drink all included. So here we go. The Packers, the Green Bay Packers, because some people said my first question was too hard. So we'll just make this easy. Green Bay Packers have won 13 world championships. 13. So we will take the 13th caller. Simply call us. We're going to go in order. And the person who gets in the 13th call gets two free tickets to No Packers, No Life. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Be the 13th caller, and you get two free tickets to No Packers, No Life.
And it's not like you can only call once. If you call once, right, and you're caller number three, hang up and call back in.
Right.
You could end up being 13.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. I feel like we're going to run out of time.
We might. So, yeah, call in. Call in.
All right, just hang on. We're going to let the phone lines light up. Hang on. We're going to let the phone lines light up. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. All right, let's take them in order. Let's go quickly. All right, first person on the air. Let's go. Here we go. All right, you are caller number one. Please call back. All right, very good. Here we go. You are caller number two. Please call back. Hello, you are caller number three. Please call back. You are caller number four. Please call back. You are caller number five. Please call back. Keep calling for these free tickets to No Packers, No Life. Caller number six. Here we go. Caller number six. Caller number seven. Thank you. Call back. Caller number eight. Thank you very much. Caller number nine. Caller number 10. Thanks for calling. Caller number 11. Thank you for calling. Caller number 12. Thank you for calling. All right. Next caller. Here we go. Hello, who am I talking to?
Hey, is this Brett?
Brett, where are you calling from?
Brown Deer, baby.
From Brown Deer, Brett and Brown Deer. Can you go on Wednesday night?
Absolutely.
You are our number 13 lucky caller. You are going to No Packers, No Life to the VIP premiere, Brett.
Awesome.
Hey, thanks for playing along. Really appreciate it. Thanks for your listenership. Don't go anywhere. We're going to put you on hold. Zomers will get the information. We'll send you two free tickets for Wednesday's VI premiere to No Packers, No Life. All right. Thank you very much, Brett. We'll see you Wednesday.
Great.
All right. Thank you very much. Hey, how about thank you for everybody that played? I told Zomers, I said, are we going to get 13? The phone lines are still lit up. So
yeah,
that was great, everybody.
You never know. Everyone waited a little bit because they want to be caller number 13. Not
right,
caller
exactly.
Number one. And then it just started bing, ding, 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 ding.
And we couldn't, it was just the phone lines kept lighting up. So that's great. We appreciate all those calls. We appreciate the listenership. Going to do more of this in the future. So be listening every day. You never know when we might have some fun here on the All Ball Show. That was great. Appreciate that, everybody. Thanks to the producers, Sean Hannish in particular, No Packers, No Life. It premieres at the Majestic Theater, Marcus Majestic in Waukesha on Wednesday. We'll be there Wednesday to do the show live. All kinds of great interviews. And then if you want to be there, a limited number of tickets left, you can buy them at nopackersnolife.com or at the Marcus Theater site for several theaters in Wisconsin starting on Thursday. Not going to want to miss this spectacular film. Great show today. Many thanks to Jane Matt Nair. Many thanks to Sean Hannish as well for being on the show. And boy, folks, tune in tonight on several of our stations for the Los Angeles Dodgers in Game 1, taking on our Milwaukee Brewers Game Time pregame show at 6:30. First pitch just after 7 o'clock on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, WCQM in Park Falls, and WBZH in Hayward. Going to want to tune in early. The Brewers hopefully get things going early, folks. And, boy, I cannot wait. Zomers, how about you?
Oh, yeah. The story has just been so thrilling to watch so far.
Yeah, it really has. Another chapter in Brewer's Lure written tonight. Brewer fever. Catch it. We can do this. The power of the brew, the power of you. Magic of Uke. Power of friendship. That's what I was looking for. All right. I'm excited. You understand? Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Great way to kick off the week. We'll be back tomorrow with another great show and hopefully talk about another Brewers win. Talk about Fickell as well at Wisconsin. That's not so happy. And also talk a little bit about the news as well. All right. For Zomers, I'm Allball. For everybody, whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow. And go, Brewers, go!
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. Day 14 of the government shutdown, no end in sight. Democrats want a conversation with Republicans about extending health care tax credits, part of the Affordable Care Act that would expire at the end of the year. Republicans say they won't do that until Senate Democrats vote yes on their government funding bill. On Monday, House Speaker Mike Johnson defended his decision to cancel legislative business in Washington until further notice.
We have to fix health care in America, and we have ideas to do it. But we have to have government open and operating to do that. I cannot snap my fingers and go in a back room with Chuck Schumer and say, oh, here's the magic fix for it. It's not how it's going to work.
New York Attorney General Letitia James at a rally for New York City mayoral candidate Zoran Mamdani, her first public appearance since she was indicted on federal charges, speaking to her successful prosecution of the Trump business.
You see, I know what it feels like to be attacked for just doing your job.
This is ABC News.